Have you ever noticed that all it takes to deceive people is to put something on TV? Regrettably, so many people believe stuff because they see it on the silver screen, if you will, on TV. In fact, it's so absurd nowadays, the blindness and the gullibility of people, that you'll hear people say, well, I didn't see it on TV, so it can't be true. That's just, there's no words that could possibly convey the stupidity that reveals. Unless they see it on TV, it can't have happened. That's how deceived people are. That's how engrossed they are in believing that anything they see on TV is the truth. And you know, for a long time, Christians and non-Christians alike have said that the best thing you could do in your house is to trash the idiot box. I have to agree that the quality of life will greatly increase. You know, have you noticed that all you have to do to deceive people is create a chart? Looks official. You know, there's so much software to create charts and stuff, and you can load in any numbers you want. It doesn't matter. As long as it's on a chart, on a graphic, people are going to just buy it without ever questioning it. And let me just encourage right here, because we're talking about being aware of the propaganda right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about discernment. This is a conversation we really need to have, saints, to begin to ask God for the discerning of spirits. And through being exercised in the Word of God, we can become skill to discern good and evil, even that way. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. And Father, we do pray right now that you'd give each of us the gift of the discerning of spirits and grant us your wisdom, O God, to discern the holy and the profane and that which is propaganda and that which is truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, most Americans are indoctrinated to believe that if a person has a doctor, DR period, before his name, that person's automatically telling the truth. Okay? And then when you combine that with a doctor they call expert on TV, that the gullibility factor or the belief of the person watching goes even further, completely gullible. Just because somebody's a doctor or puts on a robe and starts speaking does not make what they say correct, does not make it factual. And so we should start asking ourselves and questioning everything that we hear. I mean, let me just give you, for instance, according to John Hopkins, let's talk about how many people are killed by doctors every year in America. Part of what I want to intentionally do is to plant the seed of doubt deeper in your heart and mind concerning those who are paid actors, in many cases, put on TV in panels or individually, to give the storyline of the agenda of the Luciferian New World Order, okay? You think, many of us listening may think, well, that's a doctor. He knows better than us. Well, we have a situation right now where Trump said that HCQ, I say the initials because hydrochloroquine, did I say that correct? is a drug that's been working for decades, like safely, and has had a 100% cure rate in respect to this new virus, okay? In 2005, Anthony the Devil Fauci, you heard me, said he couldn't speak more highly of the glories, if you will, or the success of HCQ. But now he's working directly with Bill Gates to bring about the Mark of the Beast and all kinds of other atrocious evils upon America. And he changed his tune completely. And of course, if everybody takes HCQ, then they won't be running for the vaccine, which is going to maim and murder millions, as is purposed and intention to do by these evil, diabolical animals. And at the head of that, if you will, of the scene people, the actors, is going to be people like Fauci and Bill Gates, Dr. Birx, etc. Okay, so again, manipulation, paid actors, people who have evil motives in at heart. Just because a person is a doctor does not mean that that person's not a sinner. Okay, Dr. Fauci, Gates, those are those. If you look into their lives, those men could not be more demonic. In fact, Bill Gates is on record, video record. Don't even believe me, by the way. Go look for it yourself. They're trying to hide it, but it's there. And he's laughing as he chuckles and says, over and over in numerous different settings, I've seen it with my own eyes, and exclaiming the glories of the vaccinations he's creating, which are killing many. And he's laughing at it, saying that they are doing their work because they're killing many. You see, Bill Gates is the New World Order, the Luciferian, the satanic cabal's czar to depopulate the earth. And he's been doing a good job at it. Italy called for his immediate arrest recently. India doesn't want him there anymore. And Africa also, because he's maimed and murdered thousands. In fact, it's probably way more than thousands. It's in the hundreds of thousands. There are nearly 500,000 little Indian girls in India that are completely demolished health-wise. They have complete disfiguration and physical maladies because of Bill Gates' vaccine in India. He loves to test his vaccines to see how effective they are in maiming and murdering on the Indians and the Africans, as another note. Okay, so anybody who takes Bill Gates as anything but probably one of the top five most evil animals on the earth is completely deceived. The facts say very much otherwise. The same would go for Fauci, who threw Dr. Mikovits in jail because she was doing things they didn't want her to do, like finding solutions to different diseases and cures. They don't want that. They want to kill. They don't want to make whole. And so anyway, these are just examples of how gullible people are to believe these guys on TV, because after all, they look like nice people, right? Well, recently I did a post, a new one, on safeguardyoursoul.com, and I got a picture side by side of Joseph Mengele. Does anybody remember who Joseph Mengele is? He was Hitler's top doctor who ran his murder machine. This handsome, nice-looking, smiling guy. This Nazi, barbaric animal. Okay? I kind of see Fauci at this point as kind of like that front man doctor, equivalent to what Joseph Mengele was in the Nazi murder machine. You see, but again, most people have a high view of Anthony Fauci, although he's changed his opinion and his direction on so many different things. I don't know why the guy has an ounce of credibility in the minds of, he doesn't, in the minds and hearts of anybody who's a student and is a discerning person. I could tell you they give no credence to this guy. He needs to be investigated and arrested for his crimes, if anything, including that which he did to Dr. Mikovits, which included, I believe he threw her in jail for 5 years for nothing other than coming up with solutions. In fact, she'll tell you in detail on her Plandemic documentary, which you can find online. You might have to look on Google and not YouTube because they're trying to hide this, but just look up Plandemic Official, and Mikovits is Mikovits. Okay, so back to the doctors. Apparently, now a few years ago, I was listening to a doctor, and I'm saying this not as if it's absolute fact, but that he did say that 300,000 people are killed by misdiagnoses and wrong medicine by doctors every year in America. Now, some of the stuff I'm seeing now indicates 100,000 people every year die in hospitals by prescribed drugs and procedures, according to Johns Hopkins study in 2016. Hospitals kill over 100,000 people a year from correctly prescribed drugs and procedures. So they were correctly prescribed drugs and procedures. Okay, that should give us more doubt about modern medicine. First of all, we do well to employ our God-given common sense. Now, in our walk with God, common sense is not always applicable because God tells you to do something that it takes faith to do. Okay, but the Lord told us to come now, let us reason together. I believe that's Isaiah 1:18. So he does desire us to use the mental faculties that he gave us, but to look a little bit deeper and further and with a more discerning, suspecting eye. I think some of us have the plague of thinking everybody has a good in mind and they don't. There's no human government that can be said to have our good in mind, really, for the most part. That's human government run by, in most cases, fallen men. The only perfect government, and it's coming soon, will be the government of Christ, Jesus, upon whom the government of God rests, according to Isaiah 9, verse 6 and 7. I love that, and that is going to be coming to pass. It already is a fact. And yet, it's going to be manifested when he rules and reigns on the earth for 1,000 years, talking about Jesus prophetically, this child that would be born, a son given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of his increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. How many people are glad that perfect justice is coming? Amen. It can only be meted out, if you will, by the hand of God. And then it says, from henceforth, even forever. So when he comes back and manifest his rulership, his government, it's going to be forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this, quote, unquote. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, while we're at it, I want to read a couple of verses out of the book of Daniel concerning this government that is coming. Even the government of God, even Jesus Christ. We're going to look in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever and ever. Notice, it shall stand forever and ever, even the government of God. So the good news, while we're under a faulty government full of fallen men who have evil agendas, and one cabal, even the Antichrist cabal has the sinister plan. It's all written down for everybody to look at. It's out in the open. Agenda 21 might be a good place to start. To bring the world under a communistic style government with a dictator and a heavy, iron-fisted, evil, oppression, and murderous regime, the Antichrist, will be forthcoming. In fact, we're in the days of the culmination of such right now. But the good news is that Jesus is coming, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Wonderful Counselor, amen, and the government of God, which will be perfect justice, love and mercy, is going to be manifested, and it's going to destroy, crush evil human agents and governments. In fact, look at Daniel 7:22. Until the Ancient of Days come and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Okay, we'll transition here in a second on that one, but listen, the people we're listening to now, the talking heads, it's one thing to watch TV, it's another thing to watch TV and think that everything that you are watching is true, because after all, it's coming from a government official, it's coming from a sheriff, it's coming from a pastor, it's coming from a doctor, it's coming from a counselor. That makes it true, right? Wrong. Okay, so we must go in with our eyes open. We must begin to, again, pray and ask God to give us discernment to rightly divide between that which is truth and that which is simply propaganda. Again, if you don't realize it, there are paid actors, okay? When this evil, demonic, this satanic cabal wants to convince people of something, they often use actors, okay? The person might even be a doctor, but he's bought. She's bought, okay? Listen, let me cue you in on something. We're just talking about a general subject of propaganda, of discernment, and of being wise in this world. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. You might be interested to know of an operation that's been going on since the 50s. It's called Operation Mockingbird. Have you ever heard of CIA Operation Mockingbird? CIA Director William Casey, a number of years ago, said, quote, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Let me say it again, quoting William Casey, director of the CIA. If you don't know it by now, you'll find out if you do your research. The CIA is pure evil. Okay? That's basically the mafia. William Casey said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." Unquote, William Casey, director of the CIA. The agenda of the CIA Project Mockingbird, via its many fake news sources, is to discredit anyone who is not part of them and going along with them, like President Trump, okay, who got through as a monkey wrench in their New World Order plan, and they're not going to go down without a fight. We don't know how this is going to pan out because God's in control. He's actually laughing at them. Psalm chapter 2, I would point you to. But CIA Mockingbird, Project Mockingbird, may be something you may want to look into, and that will give you the backstory on what fake news sources really are. They're paid actors. Those people are basically employed by the CIA, or literally by the CIA, to intentionally mislead the American people. You see, the Nazis never went away, folks. They migrated to America. And you can look this also, the CIA operation called Project Paperclip, where instead of punishing a lot of these doctors and engineers, etc., space scientists who were part of Hitler's murder machine, they made a deal with them and brought them over here. And I believe that brought a curse on America. So the Nazis never really went away. They just moved to America. That's it. They just migrated here. But they're no longer using gas chambers. They're using vaccines. They are using the media and all kinds of other things. They're using TV programming, TV shows that they set the order and the platform for what those are to convey. The destruction of the family is the way, and the destruction of the Christian body of Christ is the way that you destroy a society. And they have specifically targeted both. So again, with that backstory, we can see a little bit deeper into the operation of fake news. These, you know, when some of these guys say, well, they're complicit and they're good guys, they're exposing CNN, NBC, ABC, et cetera, MSNBC, as being complicit. No, they're not complicit. They're absolutely a part, an integral part and component of the cabal's operation to mislead the people. And we have to be discerning, saints. Again, so many people say they don't believe something's happening unless they see it on TV. This is how well this campaign of deception has worked on people's minds. Okay? All right, so Jesus' kingdom is going to be set up by God, and it is going to be, it's going to crush the evil kingdoms of this world, and it is going to be the government of God in place on the earth for 1,000 years. In fact, notice Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. That is a fulfillment of the prophecy that we read there in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Let me read it again. Revelation 11, 15. The seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign, how long? Forever and ever. Isn't that a blessed reality that is coming to the earth, saints? No matter what you fear now, remember, the worst thing that can happen is that you die and go to be with Jesus and never suffer anything anymore. All your tears will be wiped away by the Lord himself. Revelation 21, you will be forever safe. There will be no more temptation, no sickness, no death, nothing negative. Those things only happen now because we live in a fallen world where sin and Satan have ravaged the human race. In fact, let's talk about what's going on in the realm of the spirit and how this operation, let's go beyond even the cabal. Those are Satanists. They are Satan's agents. In fact, notice here, Ephesians 2:2, where in time past, he's talking to believers, you walked according to the course of this world. In other words, before you were in Christ's kingdom, saved into, born again, regenerated, and made a child of God. Amen. Before that, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit, fallen angels, the evil spirit of Satan and his fallen angels, according to the prince of the power of the air. In other words, you were under his power. Okay, anybody that's not in Christ is under the influence and power of Satan. They are his property. Jesus said, you're either with me or you're against me. There's only two kind of people on the earth. Those in the light of Christ, born again into the one who is the light of the world, and those who are in darkness. Anybody who's not genuinely born again is in the kingdom of darkness. Now, the good news is that if you're listening to me and you're not 100% sure that you're born again, it's because you're not. And today you can be. Amen. You can go before the Lord with another, go with a believer, or go by yourself and honestly confess to the Lord what he already knows, that you are a sinner. Confess that you are a sinner. You're in need of his salvation. You're in need of Christ. And call upon the name of the Lord. And he said, you shall be saved. You call on the name of Jesus Christ. You call on the Lord. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus today, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 13. And I want to exhort you to do that today, my friend. Hell is full of millions of souls who put it off. And they died in sin. They died outside of a relationship with Christ. And they're forever vanquished into the bowels of eternal damnation irrevocably. So those who are under Satan's power, they walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So Satan is, quote, the prince of the power of the air. In fact, the Bible says in the same book, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Okay, Satan has the reign over the world system. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And let me just stop right here and say, friends, we are not going to be kept from the wiles of the devil. We are not going to be preserved under Christ if we don't abide in a daily crosswalk with him. Amen. The crucified life. As well-intentioned as we may be, we cannot do this alone. We must follow Jesus according to his prescription, and that's the cross prescription. He said, if you're going to follow me, you must deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me daily. If we don't, the Bible tells us that Satan is going to get an advantage of us. And therefore, we are not to be ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We must not be ignorant of his devices. And some of that involves leaders, human leaders, in the realm of, as we've been talking about, the medical community. First of all, let me stop right here about, on that note. I still don't know why America and our government, as good as Trump is, he's not perfect. He's good in many ways. I don't know where this is leading or not. I don't trust him. I trust God. But I'm thankful for him in light of the other diabolical monster that would have been our president. And so I just don't understand. I'm just expressing a concern I've had for a while now. Why the WHO and the CDC, those are both cabal, Luciferian, satanic organizations, I don't know why they are given place to speak of the health of American people and citizens. Well, why would you say that, brother? Well, first of all, neither of them are American, and they're funded by the cabal, and they're run by the murder animal of history himself, Bill Gates. So if we're a sovereign republic and nation, why are we looking for and allowing the CDC and the WHO, these Illuminati organizations, to speak anything or even be known to the American people? That boggles my mind. But anyway, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. We are not to be ignorant of his devices. That right there tells us we are to know his devices. And we're talking about some of them here today. And if we are ignorant of his devices, he's going to gain an advantage over us, the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 2:11. And so he speaks through frauds, people that have no credibility in the minds of anyone that's got an ounce of discernment, like Bill Gates, Fauci, Burks. Okay, in the medical realm. How about the religious realm? The Pope, absolutely counterfeit, an antichrist. Couldn't be more. In fact, on the Pope's robe, there is the pedophilia symbols all up and down it. Unbelievable. So, in the realm of religion, the medical realm, health, our government in general, technology, medicine, all of these realms are under the power of the prince of the power of the air. And to understand that is to know and to realize that there's probably a lot of deception being sold to the American people, to the people of the world, through all of these different parts of society in this fallen world. Okay, and let's add the media to this mix. And I love the way President Trump calls them out for what they are. They're fake news. Even worse, they're not only fake, their whole agenda is to mislead the people, to intentionally mislead the people. That is the stated goal for Project Mockingbird, an operation of the CIA that's been in operation since the 50s. Most, that is the vast majority of news, quote unquote, is fake. Because there is an evil agenda behind those people and the agencies that are perpetrating these half-truths and lies on the people. And God sees it all, and he will repay, by the way. These are the children of Satan, make no mistake. And Satan is, what did we read in Ephesians 2, right in the beginning, verse 1 through 3? He's the prince of the power of the air, of the airwaves. And he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Make no mistake, saints, these are Satan's children. They're paid actors. And when you begin to see this stuff, you're going to understand some of this backstory to this, what's behind these talking heads. I believe it's going to help us discern them much more readily. It's going to become much clearer, more focused. These are the children of Satan. These same godless hypocrites who crassly overlooked and covered for the numerous felonies committed by the Jezebel herself, Hillary Clinton, those who supported a fraud, a baby-killing community organizer, Muslim, professed Muslim, president. Supposedly, he wasn't our president because he's not even born in America. The abomination himself. These people are whining about every word, every breath Donald Trump speaks. These people are devils. They're against anything good and all that is good. These are the people that legislate and fight to maintain the choice and the right to murder their own children, and yet they're going to speak as if they have moral authority on other matters, which is complete hypocrisy. And that's why I regularly stop them and say, okay, so wait a minute. You're going to say something's right or wrong, and yet you vote to murder unborn children and call it choice? And yet now you have the moral compass? I don't think so. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. So you're totally discredited and disqualified. That shuts the argument down right away. So the Almighty, friends, as we close here, is sitting in heaven, looking down on the laughable schemes of this cabal, the New World Order Satanists, who are organizing their own society and have plans to rid us from the earth. So read chapter 2 of Psalm, as I mentioned earlier, with Jesus, who is soon to return to crush, as we read in Daniel, his enemies, and to set up his kingdom, and his children are going to reign with him forever and ever. We read that several times. In Revelation chapter 20, we're going to reign with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. How many people are excited about reigning forever and ever with our Lord? I certainly am. I know you are. I want to encourage you also not only read Psalm 2, but to read Revelation chapter 21 and 22, the last two chapters of the Bible, and get excited about what's to come. Everything else will become a bump in the road to this great eternity that lies ahead for us with Christ, who is going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. There's going to be no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. And the former things are going to be completely passed away. Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new." And that it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh, that's a condition after you get saved. You must endure to the end. You must overcome. He that overcometh, that's a condition, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But here's the division: the goats and the sheep, the tares and the wheat. But the fearful and unbelieving, fearful meaning timid, cowardly. Interesting. The first list, the first of the classes of sinners that's going to be in the lake of fire, the fearful. Are you bold as a lion, friend? Maybe you don't really believe on the Lord Jesus Christ like you think you do. And I would say it's time for some fasting and prayer. We've got so many cowardly people. I'm not trying to be rude, folks, but it should be very obvious that claim to be Christians. I mean, I was in a store today, Walmart. I was, other than this young Hispanic guy, I was the only guy in there without a mask. And I know half those people I saw claim to be Christians. But they're running around like robots, doing any and everything the government tells them to do. See, so some of them folks are going to walk right up. When they're given the mark of the beast, they're going to just go up and eat it up, man. And be glad they did. Unbelievably gullible. Totally cowardly. That's what fearful means. They have no backbone, you see. The Bible says that we can pray that the Lord will strengthen us by the might of his spirit in our inner man, Ephesians 3:16. The righteous are bold as a lion. Remember in Revelation where the Lord said, to hold that fast which thou hast? He told a particular church that they had a little strength and to hold fast that which they have. Well, that may be the case with someone
listening to me today, and I want to encourage you to dig in. That is to lay down your life, to cry out to God, to bless you, to be crucified with Christ, to let you be buried deep into Christ, if you will, dead, buried, and raised up by him, so that you will have his grace and his spirit raising you up to overcome everything that lies ahead of you. Because if not, you're going to be one of the fearful, and you're going to go to the lake of fire irrevocably. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. As we close, friends, I want to encourage you to realize that God is just one prayer away if you pray it with authenticity and with honesty. And call out to the Lord. If you've already been saved, confess your sins to the Lord. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And do as the prophet Hosea exhorted, calling us to return, repent unto the Lord your God, for you have fallen by your iniquity, he says. Then he says, exactly how to do it. And that's what I'm exhorting you to do. Just like Hosea tells us, go before the Lord. You know what to do. And to be alone with him and cry out to him. To take with you words. Don't just go before him, but bring words. See, death and life, get it, are in the power of the tongue. Coming out of an honest heart, because God looks on the heart. But words are important too. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity, Lord, and receive us graciously. Receive me graciously, Lord. So will I render the calves of my lips, O Lord. I lay my life in your hands. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me, O God. Cleanse me. Purge me, O God, to the core of my being. Take over my life, Lord Jesus. I'm all yours, and you're all mine. I love you, Jesus. I have greatly sinned against you, and I thank you for forgiving all my sins and iniquities. And I take you at your word, Lord. You said that if I confess my sins, you are, not you might be, but you are, faithful and just to forgive all of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God. Now, Lord, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your word. And, Lord, I may discern the world around me with your discernment and according to the prism, according to the grid, the lens of your kingdom word and by your Holy Ghost, O God. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I look for your soon return. And I'm asking you to fill me with the Holy Ghost afresh. Pray it, saints. And to use me, that I would be one with you, God. That I would be in an abiding relationship with you, bearing the fruit that only you can bear in my life as it's laid down and that glorifies you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We love you. And please avail yourself to the many resources that are there to help you in discernment, also to build you up in Christ, to equip you for the work of the ministry, to edify and to comfort and correct you wherever needed by the Word of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.